Welcome to episode 2.
Yeah,
we're back, baby, for episode.
How long are we gonna say we're back, baby?
I'm saying it when we have a live show at the Oscars, right before we get our Oscar.
So hold on. We're gonna have a live show at the Oscars. So like on stage, they're like, okay, so we're doing something different this year. There's no comedian.
There's two comedians. Yeah, there's two comedians that are actually funny.
Doing a live podcast recording. Mm-hmm.
You gotta give the people what they want. And what they want is two whippersnapper podcasters live recording at the Oscars.
Literally nothing says cool millennial like the word whippersnapper.
It's been coming back into my vernacular and I love it.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, I know. It wouldn't.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so second episode, we're coming in hot. We've got your pop culture news. Yep. We've got a nostalgia story. I've been working on this nostalgia story for a week.
Wow.
Huge news. And not just the night before, which I did also work on it last night, really late.
Yeah. I did the same thing with mine, like tinkered with it.
Yeah.
Until.
I really, and forgive me for using this phrase, I want us all to feel the story.
Oh, no. Nope.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
And then Brooke's going to regale us with something I've never heard. And that's a hard ask for Brooke because she never shuts up.
Wow.
I feel like I know all your stories.
I think so.
Okay. All right. We got to get into it. We got a lot going on.
Yeah.
I'm Arisha Skidmore Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
Grab your joint and a glass of milk
because this is Almost Fameless.
On our last episode, just kidding, I couldn't resist.
On our last episode, two dumb bitches tried to do a podcast on their own.
How did they do? Time is going to tell. They're going to fucking kill it.
I will tell you guys, we got to get those downloads up. So tell your friends.
Yeah.
Even if they don't listen. I don't give a shit.
Well, my brother doesn't listen. He just downloads. Bless him.
He should listen. We should talk shit about him until he actually listens and hears it.
I talked shit about him for 5 years and he didn't listen.
Yeah, but I was probably on his side. So if we both attack him.
Yeah, that'll get him. That'll get his attention.
Yeah.
Okay. We got to talk about Selena Gomez.
Yes.
And Benny Blanco.
I literally was like, are we going to have time to talk about anything else?
We'll get through the details. Mm-hmm. They got married on Saturday, September 27th, this past Saturday, in Santa Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted a Libra wedding and she got it.
Yeah, did she say that? Is that you quoting yourself? Yeah,
that's me quoting myself, and it works like a charm.
A dear friend of the couple said.
Yeah. Sources say. Now, this source wasn't invited to the wedding, but she had her own thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
So her grandfather walked her down the aisle.
That's sweet.
Yeah, and it is really sweet. Celebrity guests.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a who's who. Taylor Swift, obviously.
Yeah.
Paul Rudd, Steve Martin Short, I'm calling them.
Steve Martin Short. It makes sense.
That's their couple name. Ed Sheeran, Paris Hilton.
Okay.
It was a real star-studded affair.
So I'm assuming Britney Spears was not there. Because I know there was talk.
She was not there. But of course, a lot of people were like, oh, is Taylor going to go? And they had these like $3,500 a night rooms.
Uh-huh.
But Taylor wanted her own privacy, so she stayed in a private residence.
Hold on. I really don't know a lot about this story.
Uh-huh.
Because I've only just seen stuff here and there. So I was like, Arisha will tell me. What do you mean by a private residence? Like an Airbnb?
Basically.
Okay.
But I think, I feel like stars must have like a different website they use.
Well, I'm sure somebody from her team calls.
They're like, hey, do you guys have Airbnb where we won't have to do our own laundry?
Well, they have like luxury Airbnbs with like a concierge.
Yeah. Okay. So both Selena and Benny custom made Ralph Lauren. That was Ralph Lauren.
She was really leaning into the old Hollywood glam during award season.
And during her wedding. The pictures made me think of your wedding.
Mm. See, I love it. I mean, obviously, I love that style and era.
I think she's beautiful.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw, there were a couple, there have been, of course, so many posts, a lot of.
Yeah.
Polaroid shots.
Mm-hmm.
And someone commented and they said, these pictures look like the beginning of a movie where a man has to avenge his wife's killer. And he's like looking at photos from their wedding. And it really does look like that.
It does. Yeah, I can get behind that.
She just looks beautiful.
Yes.
So they tied the knot. They got engaged end of last year. It's actually a fast mm-hmm. engagement.
Yeah, I was going to say, they got, I feel like this wedding came very fast.
Yeah, yeah. I will say, so there was a little bit of drama, allegedly, which I do not believe in.
With her mom? This
is bullshit. Yeah.
Yeah, what's going on there?
So sources told Shutter Scoop.
That's like telling us.
Exactly. It's worse than telling us. Because if you told us, I'd be like, okay, sure. They told Shutter Scoop that her mom felt snubbed. That her mom yeah. was like, I should have been the one to walk her down the aisle. But
okay,
I think that's untrue. Because her mom actually posted an Instagram. I mean, everyone's posted an Instagram. But she posted, I actually like screenshotted it and put it in my little notes so I could say it word for word. God forbid we get anything wrong on here. She posted on Instagram, what a perfect celebration for the most kiss ass. Nope.
No, don't take that back. Leave it in. This is real life.
Kiss ass.
This isn't a fucking studio podcast.
Wild you say that after you're like, we got to cut everything we just talked about.
Well, we don't want to bore people, but we're allowed to say whatever we want.
Okay. So she posted on Instagram one of those photos from the wedding that she looks like she's going to. Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's of them kissing. And she wrote, what a perfect celebration for the most kick-ass couple I know. The evening couldn't have been more beautiful and perfect. Absolutely flawless. All my love to my beautiful daughter, Selena Gomez, and to the greatest son-in-law, it's Benny Blanco. It was a fairy tale come true, and it was beyond heartwarming watching my father walk her down the aisle. Mm. Now, I wish it had been me. I don't know why they didn't let me do it. But whatever. Fuck them, I guess. I still love them.
Really go loved Bills. The view of my dad's head as he walked past me
with my own daughter. But it's just, it's like.
But hold on, I when did you start making up? Did she say, so nice to see my dad walk her down
yeah,
the aisle?
Yeah, so the okay. last thing she
That's
said
what
was.
That's what I thought was yeah. true. And then.
Heartwarming watching my father walk her down the aisle, then big XO. That was the end of it. So what do you think? It's fake, right?
I mean.
Shutter Scoop, mind you, Shutter Scoop is spelled S-H-U-T-E-R. Like, not even shudder. It's like shut-er scoop.
I mean, this is the thing. Shutter Scoop now is getting some press, not only from this story, but from us talking about it.
Yeah.
Should we start doing that? Like, a source told the almost famous podcast? We could just say whatever the fuck we want to say, it sounds like.
Well,
no offense to Shutter Scoop. I mean, maybe someone did tell them, but... That's yeah. not usually where sources go. Am I blowing a case?
Maybe it's one of those, like, up-and-coming sources. You got to start small with these blogs that'll take anything you say. Again, no offense to Shutter Scoop. And then eventually you work your way up to the TMZs, the Page right. Sixes. The Daily Mail, at any point, is on that
so
trajectory.
Wait. So the Shutter Scoop source said that Tiffy was pissed? Or that Tiffy's not mad.
Sources told Shutter Scoop that Tiffy felt snubbed.
Okay. Okay.
Which I know, you know, it's 2025. We're rejecting gender norms. Mm-hmm. My first thought was, I would expect the grandfather. Like, she's been very open about her relationship with her grandfather. Mm-hmm. And also... Usually this is planned before the actual wedding.
No.
It's not like the it's bride always... gets to the, at the, is at the, like, comes into the church or wherever, and it's like, can I get a volunteer? Does anyone want to walk me down the aisle?
Well,
and
you and I.
Grandfather stepped up fast.
You and I have both been to weddings where people ask for volunteers for things that literally should not be asked for. That's something you should have figured out.
Crazy said that there were a lot of speeches at this wedding. Selena did have Benny go around asking everyone at each table if anyone wanted to give speeches.
Can we tell that story? No one's listening to this, right? Whatever. Who gives a shit? So we were at a wedding, and the groom went around the reception asking if anyone wanted to give a speech, and this cunt told them I had a speech I wanted to give. Now, mind you, my edible had just kicked in.
Yes.
And I was
you?
Freaking out, so I'm like, you fuck her. So I literally go up to the groom and I say, I'm
the
not
panic in your eyes.
I say, I'm not giving a speech. I took an edible. And he was like, by accident? Like, he, like, has you ever met me? No, I didn't take it by accident.
Did you accidentally, when you were, like,
weed,
mixing your mashed potatoes, it, like, fell out of your sleeve?
Yeah.
And you're like, shit.
Yeah. So I go outside. I make Ross, my husband, come outside with me.
Or Ross.
And, like, we got to go outside for these speeches just in case they think I have a speech.
Ross wanted to give a speech, too.
No, he didn't.
Probably.
So anyway, I've yet to enact my revenge on Arisha, but it is coming.
Exact.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Enact seems like it should be that.
It kind of would work, though.
Well, whatever.
I'm just saying sometimes...
You're fucked is what I'm saying.
Sometimes when you see raw and tap talent, you gotta give the baby bird a little push.
Is this you saying I would be a good speech giver?
Yeah.
Don't try to spin it.
I just think, and it's one of those things where if her mom is upset,
mm-hmm.
I really don't think she is, but if she is upset, I don't think she's the kind of person that would tell anybody, that would tell Shutter Scoop. You know what I mean? Because it's like, it's totally fine to have that emotion and to feel.
Yeah.
It's like, it would have been nice, sure. But also, I think she genuinely loves seeing her dad walk her daughter down the aisle.
Yeah. I think it was probably sweet for her, but she could have been, like, in a corner somewhere being like, you know, I kind of wish I would have walked her down the aisle. And then a server from the catering staff hears her. They're like, here's my moment. Dials up Shutter Scoop. They've got on speed dial because they're just, that's why they got this job at weddings. So that they could.
Yeah.
Maybe they work at Shutter Scoop in the mailroom.
They were in, yep.
In the production office.
The mailroom of Shutter Scoop. Well, what actually did get overheard, I don't know if it was by a server. Steve Martin Short were upset they didn't get to walk her down the aisle. So they were sobbing and
stop.
Her mom was like, guys, I'm the one that's upset.
That would have been funny if they did, though.
I know.
But that would have been fucked up for her grandfather. At that point, it would have been really fucked up. There would have been so many layers.
A lot of layers of fucked upness.
Yeah.
But yeah, so they're married now.
Right.
Another thing that has come up,
mm-hmm.
which, again, I don't know that we should give any credence to, Justin Bieber.
Oh, yeah.
Uploaded a carousel of basketball pics to his song I Do, which he had written for Hailey Bieber.
Uh-huh.
So people, of course, are like, let her go. She's happy. Move on. But it does seem
And he's like, messy. I want you to stay. Need you to stay. Yeah, it is messy.
Because it's just...
Why that song to basketball picks? But again, I don't want to like be those people that make mountains out of molehills.
Well, it's... Me neither. But I'm also just thinking... And he's a huge celebrity. Like, he knows... People are, and so maybe it could be one of those like, fuck you, read into this all you want. I'm just having fun with you guys.
Yeah.
But there's no way he didn't know it wouldn't have gotten picked up. Like, people are going to talk about it.
Yeah. I really don't think he cares. But did you see that they hired the same wedding planner, allegedly, as Benny and Selena hired the same wedding planner as Justin and Haley?
Well, there's only, what, 3 wedding planners to the stars? There's not a huge group of them.
So that's an untapped market is what you're saying. We should be wedding planners to the stars.
Do you know what a nightmare that would be? Did you learn nothing from the wedding planner?
They weren't stars.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, those were rich weddings and you have absolute psychopaths.
So you're afraid if we did that, we might fall in love with a hot groom? Who's no longer in love with his fiance.
And only eats the brown ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm worried about it.
M&M's. That could sound really bad if we didn't know what you were talking about.
So yeah, so Selena's married to Benny. Yeah. I really like them.
I love them.
It seems genuine.
I love her a lot.
I really do like her a lot.
Yeah.
And I didn't used to be a huge Selena fan, but lately, the last couple of years, I don't know if it's like, seeing her through Only Murders
mm-hmm.
and through that context and just loving the relationship she has with Steve Martin Short. But I really hope that this is good for them.
I think it will be. They seem like a really happy, genuine couple.
Yeah. He calls her his beautiful princess. That pic, did you see that post?
Yeah. He's sweet. He seems really sweet.
Yeah.
All right.
It would have been nice to be at the wedding, but.
Yeah. Well,
Maybe next time I can get in with Shutter Scoop.
We could have been if we were wedding planners to the stars. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Right. That's the only reason we're not there.
All right. Moving on to three of my lovers in one story.
Ooh, let me see if I can guess them. Even though I think we talked about what this story is. Pete Davidson?
Uh-huh.
Josh Allen?
No.
I'm out.
Well, you know who he was talking about? Pedro Pascal.
Oh, right. I actually forgot what the story is.
Okay, so last week, Pete Davidson was on Theo Von's podcast. The podcast is called This Past Weekend. And they were kind of talking about how Hollywood will build people up and then the fans will take them down. And he brought up Pedro Pascal as an example. He was like, you know, he's been really, like, basically saying, like, he's been a struggling actor. And then he got big, he got hot, and then he was in everything, and now people are like, dude, go away. Like,
are they tearing him down?
That's what I'm wondering. Because I know there was, remember when Pedro and that woman were promoting that movie?
Vanessa Kirby.
Vanessa Kirby. I don't know her.
I never remember her name. From Mission Impossible.
But I'm like, was it that? Because she's married or whatever, and they were really touchy-feely. Yeah. And I was like, you guys don't even know that it's a romantic thing. They could be really good friends. I'm not going to talk about anybody's sexuality or speculate on it, but...
You know, by saying that, you are.
But we don't... Pedro Pascal has never said, I'm straight. We've never seen him with women. We don't know.
Yeah.
And, God, I love him, but he'd be a really great gay best friend.
I think we need to normalize coming out straight. Because it's always about...
That's fair.
You have to come out gay. It's like, why are we assuming...
Yeah, because it's more embarrassing to be straight. And by more embarrassing, I mean one's not embarrassing and one is, and it's being straight.
Yeah. Being straight is humiliating.
But either way, like, he used Pedro as a really good example. And that was my thought, too. I was like, did he... Is it because he's, like, really supportive of the dolls?
Oh, I love...
Like, I'm sorry. He's a fucking angel. If there's one celebrity... no one will ever make me hate, I'm pretty sure it's him. Like, aside from doing something illegal, obviously. But, like, they'll never make me hate him.
Yeah. We've talked about this before, where someone will say, I've seen a lot of backlash, or I've seen a lot of this.
Right.
But we never see it. So I tell myself it's either on the other side of the internet, where I have no business being, because I believe in, you know, people having human basic rights. I just won't know that side. Because absolutely I could see them losing it over him supporting trans people. The absolute audacity to care about other people.
Well, his sister is trans.
Exactly.
It's like, of course he's supportive of that.
It's like, or just, I don't know, let people live.
Seriously.
So I could see that pushback. But I wouldn't have necessarily seen it because obviously I'm not in those stupid fucking circles.
That's a good point. I believe in segregated internet. Based on...
It's the one place we should bring segregation
based on beliefs,
back.
Not skin color. But I don't think that Pete is necessarily saying, like, Pedro got canceled or backlash in some way.
Sure.
I think what he's saying is that it's like an oversaturation issue.
Yes.
Like, when somebody gets really hot, they're in everything, and then people are sick of them.
Yeah.
You know, it happened to Taylor Swift at one point. It'll probably happen again. But somebody, like, posted the headline about Pete saying that Walton is next, and Walton posted a screenshot of the article on his Instagram, and he wrote, Pete, we don't know each other, but I appreciate the heads up. We agree on one thing. Pedro Pascal isn't a good man. He's a great man. Because when I first started reading, I was like, what? I was like, no, stop.
He would never.
He said, a dear friend of mine. And then he said, and then, like, later down, he was like, how lucky am I that this is even a possibility? If this headline is any fate, well, fuck it. I'm going to enjoy it. Oh, I'm going to enjoy the fuck out of it. So it's a good way to handle it.
Yeah. Because
it's true. How lucky is he to, like, have that be an issue, that he's getting too much work?
Right, right. He's one of those people where he seems genuinely nice. Like, I don't.
Yes.
I'm just tired of hearing about the same... Because for so long was him and Amy Lou and all that stupid shit where they're just coworkers.
Yeah, because she's dating a different coworker now.
Listen, you can date a coworker and then not date coworkers. It doesn't mean you have a pattern of dating coworkers.
I mean, a lot of people do.
Yeah.
I mean, technically, I married a coworker.
Yeah.
And moved in with another.
So what you're saying is you're Amy Lou Reed.
Amy Lou Wood. This is why we lost our shows. Because you couldn't figure out anybody's name.
This is why.
Jeff Bezos sat down with the CEO of Wondery. It was like, enough.
Jeff's like, I am so tired of tuning in every week and hearing Arisha bastardize one of my dear friends' names.
But yeah, that's it. I mean, Pete makes really good points because he talked a lot about how it kind of happened to him and how Hollywood sexualized him. The reason it happens to Pete, because he was like, I'm not like Glenn Powell handsome, is because he's not stereotypically handsome. So they're like, how is he pulling all these hotties like Ariana Grande and Kim Kardashian and all this shit? And that's why it became such a big thing.
Well, do you remember, I think it was this summer, a couple months ago, there were a couple of tidbits about him being upset how his penis was like the stuff of, people were talking about it
so
much.
The stuff of what? Legends?
The stuff of, yeah.
Legend?
He talked about how his penis was talked about.
Yeah.
And he got reduced to that. Mm-hmm. It is very much an example of a double standard.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if we had just only talked, well, I know some people do, but just talked about an actress's breasts?
Oh, I was thinking like vagina. Because that's the equivalent.
That would be insane. The problem is we can never see a vagina. We can see boobs on TV. We never see vaginas on TV. Justice for vaginas.
So your platform is now more vag on TV?
Yeah, even though I know I shouldn't say this, but I think vaginas are really ugly. I also think penises are ugly.
Well, yeah, genitals are fucking weird.
They are. But yeah, anyway, I feel like it's really easy, and I'm saying this as somebody myself, it's easy to kind of cast aside a man's feelings about stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it's
yeah.
important not to.
Well, and also guys care so much about their dick that it's like, oh, wow, everyone thinks you have a big dick. Wah, wah.
Right.
It's like, what if some actress was dating like all these hot guys and they were like, well, it's that tight pussy energy. TPE, baby.
Wait, we got to start TPE. She's got tight pussy energy.
Ooh, that's a t-shirt.
Tight pussy energy. Yeah.
Yes. Love it.
Add that to the list.
Yep. All right, moving on.
Okay.
And actually, it's interesting that Pete compared himself to Glenn Powell because Glenn Powell is the next story. Look at that segue.
Hell of a segue.
Wow.
Couldn't have written it better myself.
So Glenn Powell, our boy Glenn Powell, was on the podcast Therapus with Jake Shane. So he was on this podcast last Thursday. So he said he was at a Hollywood party and it was like super high profile. There were cameras there. There were reporters there. It was like one of those whole deals. And there was a celebrity there who he said made a lot of his favorite movies. He was a really big fan of him. The celebrity comes up to Glenn, introduces himself, and he's like, oh my God, hey, like I'm a really big fan. And then a photographer came around and was like, hey, can I get a picture of you guys? And Glenn was like, this celebrity was recently canceled, essentially. And he was like, didn't want to take a picture with him, didn't want that being out there. And he's like, this other celebrity could see the look on my face, like that I was kind of clocking it, that it may not be a good idea. And he was like, his face is toxic. Like the image of his face is toxic. Like people are having a visceral reaction to this person in public based on their choices that they've made. So he doesn't say who it is because why would he give us that?
Well, that's what pisses me off. Don't talk about it. Name names or shut up.
Yeah, that's my thing. And like I'm trying to dissect everything he's saying. Like he's made bad choices. Well, because he was like, so Glenn Powell is on this show, Chad Powers. And he plays a character named Russ. I've never seen the show, but he was allegedly like canceled for choices he's made. So he compared this celebrity to his character Russ. And he was like, you know, he's just a guy that made some bad choices, got canceled. He's like, there are some people who do things and I'm like, he agrees, like, you should be canceled. You did a bad thing. That's it. So I'm like, it seems like whoever this guy is didn't do anything illegal or like terrible, but maybe made some bad choices.
I need examples.
I know, because I'm like, who could that be? Like, who's
the first name that came to your mind? Like, someone has a gun to your head and says, who's Glenn Powell talking about?
I don't know, because all I can think of is people who have actually been canceled and probably wouldn't be at this Hollywood party. Because I'm like, Kevin Spacey probably isn't getting...
My first thought was Armie Hammer.
Yes. Actually, yes.
Because what's confusing is if this person has been canceled, how are they getting invited to these parties still?
You know who it could be? James Franco.
Yeah.
Because I could see James Franco. Although, is he going to parties?
That's what I'm saying. Because they're not canceled enough where they're not getting invited to these parties.
Actually, he said the guy was recently on the brink of canceled or being canceled, and his face is toxic, but it's an actor. Because all I can think of is musicians. I'm like, Kanye, Morgan Wallen, like people who have done some dumb shit.
Is he out of jail yet?
Yeah, he's zooming into the parties. But it's got to be somebody older, somebody that he, like, you know, was a big fan of their movies, made some of his favorite movies.
Why bring it up?
I know. I think because they were talking about, like, cancel culture and his show. So I think his original point was to relate it to his character, maybe, and, like, how people handle getting canceled.
Because it's one of those things where, like, the specifics of this story, why are you giving us everything but the actual kernel we need?
Well, and it was crazy because I was reading articles about it, and I was like, well, I want to actually go watch them have the conversation, because if I was Jake, I would be, like, guessing.
Of course.
But it quickly moved from that to the show Chad Powers, because he related this guy being canceled to his character Russ in Chad Powers, which he's promoting. Mm-hmm. So it just got to that, and, like, Jake never went back to it or was like, just tell me. Like, tell me who it is. They're obviously friends.
I bet he told him off.
We got to get Jake Shane on this podcast now.
We do. Well, because, Jake, come on. How do you not ask that question?
I know.
And even if it's, you're going to tell me after, right? Like, there's got to be some kind of public explanation that we're going to.
Yeah.
Someone's going to know the truth.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't know who it is, and I'm going to be thinking about it for a while probably, because I'm like.
Especially the recent canceled.
And not bad enough to be blackballed from parties.
Maybe it's Pedro.
Stop.
Maybe he heard Pete Davidson's podcast and he was like, I can't be taking pictures of you.
Before we move into your nostalgic throwback, there are some quick headlines we should acknowledge. Bad Bunny is going to be headlining the halftime
show. How do you feel about that?
I think it's great.
I've seen some comments that it's a nice little fuck you to the state of this country, and I'm always here for those.
Yeah. Well, because everyone was like, oh, it's going to be Taylor. It's going to be Taylor Swift. It's going to be Adele.
They said that last year.
I know. There's rumors of Adele. But someone was like, no one wants to hear sad songs at the Super Bowl. It's like, that's not all she has.
Can you imagine rolling in the deep at the, I mean, God.
That's one of the more upbeat ones.
I would love to hear her at the Super Bowl, honestly.
She should sing the national anthem.
Mm.
Or America the Beautiful or whatever the fuck they do at the beginning. Don't they do something at the beginning? Other than that?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. Okay, and then one more quick headline. Dolly Parton canceled her concerts in Vegas because she has to get some procedures done. She's having some, like, health stuff going on. Mm. So I hope she's okay.
Yeah.
She's a national treasure.
I just bought frosting that has her picture on it, so she's, like, fresh in my mind.
Yeah, I saw that. We got her brownies once, the Dolly Parton brownies, like Blondie brownies or something.
How were they?
They were good. She's a good baker, I guess.
That woman, what can't she do?
True. So true. What can't she do?
Okay. Are you ready to take a trip down memory lane?
So ready.
Okay. I'm really excited about this. It's September 13th, 2009 in New York City. Do you know where we're going with this? We got to ask. Every time we start it, we got to see if we can tell where we're going.
What time of day?
Late afternoon into early evening.
No idea.
Okay. More specifically, we're on 6th Avenue in Midtown Manhattan at Radio City Music Hall.
Okay.
We're at the 26th MTV Video Music Awards.
Okay.
You know where we're going with this?
Possibly.
Russell Brand is hosting for the second year in a row. The theme this year is a tribute to Michael Jackson. He just died a few months ago. Mm-hmm. Additional attendees include Katy Perry, Kanye West, who showed up with Amber Rose, and Diddy.
Boo.
But we're not here to talk about these shit for brains humans. Today is all about Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's supposed to be. This is only Taylor's second trip to the VMAs. Last year, she was nominated for Best New Artist for Teardrops on My Guitar. Mm-hmm. She didn't win. This year, You Belong With Me is up for Best Female Video.
Mm-hmm.
Now, remember, this is not 2025 Taylor. Her music is popular, but she's still technically a newbie at this point. Her debut album only came out 3 years ago. In other words, Taylor Mania, as we know it, has definitely not settled in yet, but we all know it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
19-year-old Taylor arrives on the red carpet in a Cinderella-esque coach. Our girl loves a good fairy tale.
Mm-hmm.
She's in a floor-length, white, silverish one-shoulder gown with beads that cascade down it in waves. It's a big night for her, and not just because she's nominated. This is going to be her first time performing at the VMAs.
Wow.
Now, up until now, Taylor has been primarily a country artist. So this is going to be her chance to really make a dent in the mainstream space.
Mm-hmm.
Needless to say, she is nervous. The air is buzzing with anticipation. She keeps pinching herself. She's walking the same carpet as musical juggernauts like Lady Gaga, Beyonce, Madonna, Green Day, Pink.
Mm.
It's intimidating, but Taylor is holding her own. Just last week, she spent a long night filming the interior portion of her song in 98-degree heat with 120% humidity.
Ugh.
My hair literally turns into Diana Ross just hearing those words.
Yeah.
She nailed her takes last week, and she's ready to nail her performance tonight. Frankly, she's not really thinking much about winning. She still sees herself as a country artist and thinks the rest of the world sees her that way as well. To her, it really is an honor just to be nominated. So, when her current boo, Taylor Lautner, says her name for Best Female Music Video, she's stunned. In almost a trance, she walks up to the stage and takes the Moon Man statue. She stares at it in complete shock. She starts off giving thanks for the chance to win a VMA award as a country singer. She genuinely can't believe she won.
So thank you so much for giving me a chance to win a VMA award.
And apparently, she's not the only one.
Oh, no.
Next thing Taylor knows, Kanye, in sunglasses, is jumping on stage. Now, at first, Taylor's excited because she is a huge fan. But that excitement is short-lived. Time simultaneously seems to be moving at light speed and at a snail's pace. By the time Taylor has started processing what's happening, she sees Kanye has the mic and hears him say,
Yo, Taylor, I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish. But Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time.
Taylor's head is spinning and her ears are ringing. Eventually, sounds start coming in again. It's so echoey. And suddenly she realizes she's hearing boos. Her stomach drops. Every insecure thought she's ever had about herself comes rushing back. As someone who's built her whole belief system on getting people to clap for her, thinking these boos were directed at her makes her feel sick to her stomach. But the boos are for Kanye as he scampers off the stage. The crowd is visibly stunned by his ridiculous stunt. The classic gif of Beyonce saying, "Oh, Kanye," is born. The feed cuts to commercial. But Radio City Music Hall is in full-blown chaos.
Mm-hmm.
Tyson Ritter from the All-American Rejects calls Kanye a jackass. Pink actually walks up to him, gets in his face, flips him off, and yells at him for what he did.
Wow.
Billy Joe from Green Day yells at Kanye to let Taylor have her moment. But Taylor doesn't see any of this. She's backstage with her mom, sobbing. Taylor's going through a carousel of feelings, but the strongest one, get out of here. She doesn't want to be anywhere near any of this. Her moment was ruined and her imposter syndrome has been activated. The only problem? In about 10 minutes, her first ever performance at the VMAs is scheduled to start. She briefly considers bowing out. It's not like anyone could blame her. But then she thinks about why she's here. This is her dream. Kanye may have stolen her moment, but he doesn't have to steal her whole night. So instead of going home, she quickly changes into a bright red spaghetti strap dress with these light brown heels and delivers one hell of a performance of You Belong With Me, including plenty of extras and outfits that are a perfect time capsule of early aughts fashion.
Yeah.
Literally rewatch this video. It's insane what they're wearing. Taylor feels better. The adrenaline from her set has amped her up. But as soon as the camera cuts away and the dancers all break, the memory of what happened comes flooding back. And once again, she's ready to leave. But then one of the producers begs her to stay. telling her she could potentially have her moment to do her speech at the end of the evening. In other words, backstory, the producer more or less hinted to Beyonce she'd be winning the award, and maybe she could give Taylor some mic time.
Wow.
Taylor agrees to stay, and sure enough, as Beyonce is accepting the Video of the Year award for Single Ladies, she calls Taylor out to properly accept her award. Taylor walks out to a standing ovation and endless whoops and cheers, and she's visibly moved by the support of the whole crowd. Now, obviously, we know how things turn out for Tay-Tay, but she did say in her documentary that this event was a catalyst for a lot of psychological paths that she went down that were often fueled by not feeling like she belonged where she was.
Hmm. And, of course, we all know how it turned out for Kanye as well.
The rabbit holes I went down for this, because, I mean, the 2009 VMAs really were just a moment.
Yeah.
Like a true pop culture moment of time.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize, because this was right around when Twitter was becoming a thing.
Right.
And it was before there were algorithms. So essentially, everyone's feeds were about this. Mm-hmm. And it just, that, it took hold. Like, it easily could have been, she gets her award, and then that's it.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, it was an awful thing. And I felt so bad for her, just watching her.
Oh, I
know.
She's
19. Kanye's in his 30s. Fuck that guy.
What was the award?
Best music video, female music video.
So, what's insane about it is that, because Kanye's like, Beyonce had one of the best music videos of all time, and then she wins Video of the Year.
Yes.
So all that was for nothing.
This was the first award.
Of the night?
Yeah. So it was a tribute to Michael Jackson because he had died in June. And Madonna had done a tribute that was kind of long and got a little weird to Madonna. And so this was like, I'm pretty sure it was either the first or the second award, very beginning. They hadn't even cut to the first commercial. And for him to behave like this, and they all said... He was on the carpet, red carpet, with Amber Rose with a bottle of Hennessy.
Oh, so he was drunk.
Yeah, and he was already acting a fool. They knew he was a loose cannon back then.
So many crazy things happen at the VMAs over the years. I'm sure we'll hear more VMA stories on this show.
Oh, I know.
So they probably loved it.
I genuinely just felt so bad for her. Like,
yeah,
it's such an incredible experience. And then for that to just be taken away by somebody you admired.
I know. Well, that would have faded at some point regardless.
Yeah. Not quick enough.
Yeah.
He really has been showing us who he is for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
A long time.
Yeah. Last week, we talked about how it's cuffing season.
Oh, we did, yeah.
So, I'm going to talk about a cuffing story, but a different kind of cuffing.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
So, the year is... 2010, I want to say. I was dating my boyfriend long distance. Mm-hmm. So he was still in Bradford. I was in Vegas. He had finally made the decision to move to Vegas.
Okay.
So I fly back to Bradford and I drive across the country with him.
Mm-hmm.
Road trips are always fun.
Mm-hmm.
So along the way, we keep running into cops. Like, we're noticing cops everywhere to the point where we like start calling it out. Like, we stop at a gas station, we're getting gas, a cop car pulls in.
Okay.
We're like stopping at another place, a cop car pulls in. Like, we're seeing a lot of cop cars, and it's weird. So we start joking that we're on the lam, as one does.
Of course.
And we're driving, I want to say, through Utah. So at one point I start driving and I'm really tired. Like, I feel sleepy. Like, I'm like, I can't drive much longer. I'm gonna fall asleep. And I've always been somebody who's like, I don't know how people fall asleep at the wheel. Like, how? I've pull over. It. You have?
Mm-hmm.
That's insane.
My mom's done it. And we...
How?
My mom did it when we were younger, and the car went off the road.
Like, and you guys were in the car?
Yeah. We were kids.
Wow.
And then I did it. I remember it was just insane. I woke up to the da-da-da-da-da. And I was like, how the fuck was I fully awake and fully asleep? Well, I fall asleep everywhere.
I know.
I didn't think I could do it, but it's happened to me.
So I, unlike many apparently, was like, okay, I can't drive right now. So we pull over and we stop driving. And I think at this point, we had also seen a cop. Like, so we switched and he's driving and we get pulled over. And we're like, this is so fucking weird because we've been seeing them everywhere. And we were joking about being on the lam. So mm-hmm. we're like, what the fuck is this now?
Are you guys fast drivers?
No.
No lead foot?
Driving normal, like.
Going about the speed limit?
Yeah, on the freeway.
Sure. Okay.
So we're like, all right, maybe this is just whatever, you know? The cop comes around to the passenger side, to where I'm sitting. And he's like, I want you to come with me, to me.
I can't believe I've never heard this story.
So I'm like, okay. So he takes me, puts me in his car, cop car, in the front seat. It's like an SUV.
He's like, you're my girlfriend now?
Yep. He said, mine. You're mine. And I was like, I don't know. And then I turned around and saw that he had a German Shepherd police dog. And I was like, all right, fine. I'll stay with you.
Oh, God.
No. So he's like, okay, you stay in the car. I'm going to go talk to him. And I'm like, okay. There really was a police dog. And I, of course, I'm like, hi, Bubby. Like, I'm now more distracted by the dog. So
your boyfriend's getting the shit beaten out of him and you're like kissing and petting the dog completely unaware.
The dog was like behind a mm-hmm. like caged area, obviously, yeah. But you know, he was sweet. So the cop comes back in the car with me and he's like, how do you know him? And I was like, he's my boyfriend. And he was like, so if I look him up right now, I do a check on him, there's no like weird information about him. And I'm like, no.
Do I look like your database? How would I know?
I know. Well, and I actually was joking because I can't take a single moment seriously.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, but wouldn't it be crazy if you did find something? And this is how I found out. And he like laughs or whatever. And he's like, do you guys have any drugs in the car? And I was like, no. And he's like, even marijuana. He's like, you can tell me it's not a big deal. I'm like, what?
Yeah, we've seen cop shows.
Yeah. But really, there was none because my journey with marijuana didn't start till years later.
Right.
But I was like, no. And he's like, so if I search that car, I'm not going to find anything. And I was like, no. So he like goes and he talks to Bill again and comes back and he's like, all right, you can go back. You guys are good to go. And we were like, what the fuck was that about? Still, I really don't know. And he asked Bill, like, the same thing, like, how do you know each other, like, whatever. I asked Bill about this the other day because I wanted to make sure I was getting the details right. Do you remember where we were when we got pulled over? And he's like, you mean the time we got pulled over for me being too ugly to be your boyfriend? And I was like, wait a second. And I was like, oh, stop. And I was like, but where were we? And he was like, we were, I think, in Utah. And he sent me a Google search that like, area of highway or in Utah is a high human trafficking area.
Oh,
so I think they thought maybe I was being trafficked. And I'm like, actually, when you boil it down, maybe they did think I was doing trafficking. I was like, that's really fucked up.
Wait, Bill's not significantly older than you, right?
No, he's like 3 years older than me.
And he's white.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But it was just so strange. So I'm assuming they thought maybe I was being trafficked or he had like taken me, which I'm like. At the time, I was like, geez, this is insane. But now thinking back on it, I'm like, good. Like, you never know. I'm glad they played it safe and thought maybe I was in trouble and double checked.
It's interesting because especially Vegas is such a high traffic area.
Mm-hmm.
But what were the plates on the car? Do you remember?
They must have been Pennsylvania because we had his car. I'm pretty sure we drove.
Yeah, because that's always going to be a red flag, an out-of-state plate.
True.
But because you were seeing them not just in Utah, you were seeing them your whole route.
Right. We were seeing them a lot, which was weird.
So they had an interstate sting operation going on.
Originally, we were like, maybe our car matches a car that someone's looking for. And that still could have been the case, mm-hmm. I guess.
That happened to me.
Would have been a real comedy of errors. What?
Well, I got pulled over because my car matched. And I immediately started crying because in my head I was like, this is how I get out of any kind of trouble. And it did work.
So you were fake crying?
Of course. I'm not going to give.
Let me see you cry right now on cue.
I'm really sorry.
I don't see a tear.
Well, of course you're not going to see a tear, but they're actually coming.
Because you're rubbing your eye. Is that a strategy?
Of course, yes.
So you got out of it. They were like, it's okay.
In trouble.
They're like, it's all right that you might be a murderer. You cried, so it's fine.
I was also 17 with my two brothers in the car.
What was the crime that they were looking for? Do you know?
Driving while hot. What happens to the bus?
I see why they let you go. I don't believe that, but I couldn't not say it.
No. I don't actually know. I think there was a robbery or something. And I, at the time, I was driving my, I had my black Acura Integra. So it was dark. And it was a black car.
Interesting.
But yeah, I still remember getting pulled over. Because I was always scared about getting in trouble at home. I was more scared of my parents than I was of the cops back then.
That's crazy. No, I'm just scared like a lot of people are. Yeah, me too.
But that is interesting.
Yeah, it was wild.
It's weird that they didn't just ask you.
If I was being trafficked?
Yeah.
Well, they probably, like, what if I have Stockholm Syndrome?
Or, like, said something to you about it because they got you in your the car.
What do you mean? Oh, they got me in, yeah.
Which is the number one thing they say never to do.
Get in the car with a cop?
Get into a car. Another car. That's how you get taken.
Well, obviously a cop isn't going to take me.
Oh, right. They never are impersonated.
Not a cop with a dog.
Have you never seen Law & Order SVU? There is literally a premise of this.
Actually, funny you say that. One of my other stories involves someone, well, I don't want to say because it's really a good story. Impersonating an officer. I guess I can say that part. So maybe next time I'll tell that story. Yeah. It's wild.
Well, I guess thank God you weren't trafficked.
Thank God.
That's the moral of the story.
Yeah.
What did they ask Bill? Were they asking the same questions?
Yeah, I think so. Like, how do you know her? Is there anything in the car?
Like, do you have any really expensive, rich contacts that are looking for young ladies?
Have you ever seen the movie Taken? They asked him that. Yeah.
Who do you identify strongly with in that movie? Liam Neeson or the daughter or...
The trafficker.
The trafficker.
Yeah. Yeah, but wild times.
It
yeah.
It is.
Guys, if you want to hear more stories like this... But no, seriously, I know you guys have already subscribed because you're listening.
Yes.
Yes. I guess if you just found us, subscribe if you haven't.
Yeah.
Please give us a rating. Again, if we said anything that pissed you off, DM us first.
Yeah, let us know.
We are still editing bonus episodes for the Patreon. So I think we'll work on getting that set up very soon. We will have a couple episodes to drop, so don't worry.
Yeah. And we would have dropped them earlier, except Brooke wouldn't let us go to the Patreon event where they showed us how to do everything.
Yeah, that's what happened. That's what
she said, absolutely not. We're not going to be social, not on my watch.
Exactly. And we're never going to, not even if there's a fire. And
we know it was a together. Free dinner.
Don't look at the camera. Don't look dead into the lens.
I will look dead into the lens. I will office the shit out of that line.
But also, we do have a full video coming on YouTube also soon. Probably not this week unless it looks okay. But we're kind of like testing it out right now.
Yeah.
So.
We're still in our infancy.
Yeah. That stuff is coming.
Yeah.
We want it to happen fast. So tell all your friends. Like, subscribe.
Follow.
Tag rate.
Us. Mention us. Ask us questions.
Yeah. Yeah.
You We're can, here for you guys.
You can follow the show on Instagram at Almost Famous Podcast.
Follow us at Arisha Skidmore Williams, at Brooke Ziffrin.
Yep. DM us any questions you got, anything you want us to talk about.
Yeah.
And thanks for listening.